Emerson Elementary School in Seymour is playing host this summer to a kindergarten program called Jumpstart, as well as a group of participating five-year-olds like Zoe, who's eager to talk about what she's doing here.
What is Jumpstart?
It's like getting ready for kindergarten. My teacher told me we were gonna do a lot of stuff.
For Zoe and many other 4- and 5-year-olds in Jackson County, programs like Jumpstart have always been their first introduction to school. Until now. Starting in July of 2015, Jackson and the 4 other counties selected for the state's pre-K pilot program will distribute vouchers to eligible families who can use them to enroll their kids in preschool.
There's a push to really see if we can move that needle up. I think everybody understands why it's important. It's just the logistics of how getting it done.
Dan Hodge is executive director of the Jackson County Education Coalition, a partnership of community leaders formed to organize local education programming. He says one of the first things his county will have to do to rev up for the pilot is figure out who will provide pre-K services. Eligible kids can't just go to any preschool. It has to qualify as a level 3 or 4, the top 2 levels on the state's rating system. Counties may have to work to bring existing providers up to those standards.
That's the first step. And the key would be to then try to get these ones who have interest actually up to level 3 or 4.
Currently, only 48 low-income kids receive services in Jackson from 3 eligible providers. If all goes according to plan, the families of about 200 more kids will be able to choose from 12 qualified providers next summer. To qualify, a student's family can earn no more than 127% of the federal poverty limit. That's a little more than $28,000 for a family of 4. Finding and informing eligible kids and their parents is item number 2 on the county's to-do lists.
It's a huge piece of marketing. How do you reach the folks that are currently not being served? Just like anything with marketing, you keep beating the drum. We're at the fair. We've been to the different offices. We've been to the shelter house. You keep showing the importance of it, not just once, not just twice, but over and over again.
Also on the list, securing private donations, mapping out a parent engagement component, and setting benchmarks for academic growth. But some of this will have to wait until more specific direction comes down from the state's Family and Social Services Administration. Janice Reed is executive director of the Child Care Network, a partner in Jackson County's efforts.
The state, they're fine-tuning the rest of the story. And the questions that I've had, most of the time the answer is, we don't know yet. We're waiting for more information, but we're moving forward. And as that information is released, it will help our community address that.
In the end, leaders, teachers, and families alike are grateful for the opportunity to be part of the pilot program and ultimately help improve the way their county operates.
Pre-K, that's the good beginning. You know, then that helps facilitate the better success at our middle school, high schools, which make better the college students, that make better the employees. You know, we want our state to succeed.
Before the pilot was initiated, Indiana was one of 11 states that didn't offer any publicly funded preschool. Now, state officials plan to see how well the pre-K program works in the initial 5 counties before deciding whether to expand it statewide. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.